This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No one diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 312 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo and Mr. Hollis Thomas in the building. Obviously, you look at the title of this card, it says the Eagles versus Steelers recap. I should entitle that the Eagles versus Steelers, the ass whooping. The ass whooping that was laid upon the another team that plays in Pennsylvania. So the Pennsylvania Bowl was won by our beloved Eagles. And if you listen to the last episode, I was very confident about our team, and it wasn't a disrespectful way. It's just what I see in this team and what they put on film as of late. I think you have to, at the end of the day, respect our birds. I think across the league, their fan bases are looking at the Eagles 7-0. They're trying to discredit our wins, discredit our schedule.
Trying to say the Cowgirls are better than us.
I don't want to hear it, man. Like, this team is what it is. They've done everything, all the little things, to become 7-0. Role players have stepped up. The coaching has been phenomenal. I think the defense has been super sound. We have talented players across the board. The weaknesses are very minimal. Very minimal. This is a very solid football team, and our birds are 7-0. And like it, you can slice it any which way you like it. Opposing fans, deal with it. How are you guys feeling? You should be jacked up. 7-0 should be jacked up.
I mean, 7-0. It waiting for it to happen. And here, the way they play these guys, they kick their ass, man. I mean, you said it yourself. It was an ass whooping in the making. I got to definitely admit that I was just a little bit worried coming off the bye that, we were going to go ahead and clean up on some mistakes and stuff like that. But,
reiterate what I already reiterated.
Go right ahead. Take two.
When I had the same reservations that you're about to embark upon. And the panel and everybody, they let me know that I'm the one who said, either you're all the way with me or you're all the way against me. And I had to retool myself. It's like, because I can't go back to when I was playing it and I felt like these games coming on and what the guys are thinking. I had to think like everybody else. I had to think like I was telling everybody else to think. I'm all the way in. So I made a prediction of 31-10. And we came out, we throttled the crap out of them. But I had the same reservation. I went down the same road you did. And I was on here like a negative Nancy, talking about, well, what if this happened? What if they come out and do this? And what if this happened? And they was like, man, shut up. What did you say? Either the Santa slave does not move if me and you mumbling. If we're lip syncing the words, then the Santa slave is not going to get off the ground. So I started singing, and I started singing loud.
Yeah, I mean, look. I felt that way, but after the first play to A.J. Brown, I'm thinking to myself, okay, there ain't nothing to worry about. These boys are picking up right where they left off, man. That first drive, they went right down the field, and, A.J. Brown, the big play to A.J., just pretty much sealed the deal. It was just like, okay, we're ready to go, man. Let's keep this train riding. These boys are looking good. You guys mentioned earlier, you're going to keep on hearing no matter what. Cowboys are better than us. Giants are better than us. You know, there's other NFC teams that are better than us. We're not playing nobody still. I'm not worried about that, man. It's just going to be an ongoing thing, especially from these other fans. They haters. They're just going to keep on hating on us because they're not 7-0. We did it. You know, our team is playing their asses off right now. These guys, the vibe is crazy. The celebrations these guys got going, bro. Man. I mean, let's talk about the Stomp the Yard celebration.
Like the pork chop sandwich with gravy.
It was the best thing I've seen, man. It was just like the swag is back. I loved it. I got souped, man. It was just like, let's go, man. These boys are rolling. Let's just keep rolling.
You know what I found myself doing after we put that ass whooping on Pittsburgh? I was watching other teams and stuff, and I was watching teams on the verge of trying to, you know, get to where our squad has become. And they're making still making bonehead mistakes like the kid versus Atlanta. You got the game won. All you gotta do is not take your helmet off after you catch a bomb ass touchdown pass. You know that when you take your helmet off willingly, that's a 15-yard penalty. Ask Dwayne Rudd when they had the game won on a blocked field goal versus a team that he was playing for, the Cleveland Browns. But after he blocked the field goal, he walked towards it. What, Charlotte? Took his helmet off on his own. That's we used to look at the bonehead things that I've seen going across the NFL, and to see our team come out and play the disciplined ball that we've been playing. Now the one only gripe that I think all of us have is our special teams that, while solid, they haven't really helped us yet as far as the return game. And I think what's coming is I saw the Slim Reaper back there returning the kick one time, and so I think they're gonna bring Greg Ward back to start returning some kicks as well. So it's going, Covey, while we loved him, he hasn't been doing anything. So it's time to try to give somebody else a chance at that in particular. And the only gripe that I had was letting Kenny Pickett drive downfield for 12 damn plays, and we had just started running a stunt that was killing the offensive line, and we refused to run it again in that drive and let them score. That's the only gripe I have with it. I was like, that's when Vic Fangio should have yelled down, like, run the fucking stunt again. But I don't know if you guys are watching that first defensive series. We ran what was known as an ISO stunt. That's where the two adjacent guys to a defensive end, they slant towards him, and he steps up and then loops around inside. So they make it a quick, yep, him. They step up. The quarterback thinks he has the ability to step up, but that defensive end is coming around there to jump all over them like Mike Tyson at a beauty pageant. So
I think I like about that stunt and everything, it really set the tone. Like, you want to rattle the rookie. Just seeing him hit Hassan hit him, I was like, this is what we need.
Yeah.
So I was feeling the vibe.
The other part too, is, let me ask you guys this question. Because we were having this notion. I was talking with John Bartramon and Vince Quinn. We were talking about when Hassan Reddick first got here, and we saw him checking Irv Smith in the Minnesota game. I was like, please don't do Robert Quinn like that. It's like I don't need to see our defensive ends checking no damn tight end. I was like, we brought him here to rush the passer. Please do as such. What do you guys think about the way they deployed Robert Quinn? Did you guys get a chance to even isolate him on any other plays?
No, I seen him do his thing a little bit. I think, you know, the working his way in there. He did on that his first play. He got in there, got a little pressure on the quarterback. I think he's probably just surprised to see all the talent around him. Like the fact that he's not going to be the guy that's picked on to be double teamed as much these days. I think he's surrounded by a solid group. That defensive front, although we love them, we also lost a piece in Jordan Davis with a high ankle sprain. So it could be four to eight weeks on this. They say 4 to 6. It could be, being that size, having a high ankle injury. I'm leaning towards six.
And because he's gonna have to do the what I call the wear test. It's like it's gonna be cool to in practice because nobody's trying to hurt you in practice. But then it's gonna be the real test, the way you come out there right before warm ups and they really knock the shit out of you. And that's gonna be the real test. Because I don't want to make the same. I had a high ankle sprain one time and I made a mistake of coming back early. I took an injection right into the ankle. That shit didn't work. And then it didn't work. I was out there ailing and ducking and dodging. So
That's a tough injury, man.
Yeah, it's an extremely tough injury because they really have been, just got medically got on the cusp of really treating it and getting it right, because it's what it is. It's like your ankle is sprained, but it's like the ligament that holds, like you can't even get on your toes. As a big dog, you can't get on your toes or the balls of your feet because that ligament is stretching. And when it stretches, like you go down like a ton of bricks. It's like it's a done dizzle. So,
it's definitely going to make a difference that he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. But, you know, these guys are still doing their thing. That, you know, it's just the next man up mentality. You know, that's just the way we got to keep it going. The defense is playing some great ball. You know, I know Gannon and you mentioned Fazio and all that stuff. But look, the defense has been doing their thing. Quarterback's been shutting shit down. You talk about Robert Quinn. Listen, man, he did his thing on Sunday. You know, seeing a couple of the plays, and he was pretty much hard on himself because he's definitely a disciplined player. You know, you saw that they ended up calling that penalty on him, and shit, he smacked himself in the head. Like, damn it, I shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's the type of discipline you'd like to see in these guys, and making sure that they have that so they won't go ahead and make that mistake again. But other than that, I'm excited to see that dude play a little bit more, man. I mean, like you said, other people are going to be double teamed, so that's definitely going to open up the defense game for him.
Now, looking at Mark's comment here, 4 passing touchdowns for Hurts. He says Hurts season with a lot of exclamation points. But like, let's talk about Jalen Hurts, man. A guy who some of you a holes talking about the way that we put up points and the way that he puts up points, whether it's his feet or what have you. We hardly ran the ball, and the man threw 4 touchdown passes. And not only were they touchdown passes, these were dimes. These were also accuracy. You know, jump balls.
Do I have to say anything,
jump
Prime?
Balls. Jump balls.
Prime, do I have to say anything?
Not at all, man. Not at all.
I just want to make sure. It's like, because I wasn't the only one. I was talking to some cop friends of mine. And they were saying they were happy when we made the draft pick. And some of my friends from Chicago who really wanted him instead of the guy they got, they were like, watch, we're gonna skip over him and we're gonna draft the kid out of Ohio State and he's gonna suck. And he's like, and he was like, because they watched him at Oklahoma and then he was like, wasn't he a Heisman Trophy candidate when he went to Oklahoma for one season? I was like, yes, he was. I was like, the kid thirsts for knowledge, and he looks to get better. Hurts is what's going on. He's what's happening. Verb, that's what's happening.
Yeah, he's definitely killing it, bro. I mean, he's made such an improvement from last year. I know I said what I said in the beginning of the season, but I'm going to tell you right now, Hollis, I never doubted on him getting better. I mean, the arm strength I knew was only going to get better in the offseason. His accuracy definitely stepped up. Leading the receivers definitely stepped up. So my man is killing it. People mentioned already on Sunday MVP. I mean, hey, I'm with it. I like the way it sounds, but I just don't want it to get the best of him. I don't want it to get in his head. I want him to stay focused. I want him to keep on having that mentality where he claims we still have a lot left on the table. So let's keep riding with that, because that mentality that he's been riding with the past 6 weeks, you know, it's been on point. It's been helping him out, and, you know, it's bringing the best out of him. So, I like the way he's playing his game right now.
Now, Ruben Frank has some stats here. This is a good one here for Jalen Hurts with TD passes of 27, 29, and 39 yards to A.J. Brown and 34 yards to Zach Pascal. Jalen Hurts became the third Eagles quarterback and the first in 53 years to throw a 4 touchdown passes of 25 yards or more in the game. Sonny Jurgensen did it in a win over the Cowboys in 1961, and the loss at the Rams, in 1962. So, I mean, you know, talk about these moments here where obviously in the beginning of the season, there's just kind of – and the end of last season, there was a split in the fan base. Like, I know some people are, you know, who were non-believers are now believers. Now there's the random people in the comments, which I will post some kind of random stat – will always get some kind of they get annoyed. They get annoyed that, you know, he's won 10 consecutive starts, and they're like, what about the playoffs, man? We're talking about regular season here.
Right.
But it's the fact that, you know, I see some creators out there will choose to highlight a play where Jalen Hurts should have stepped up on this play. Like, bro, man threw four touchdowns. And this is what you, I mean, every single quarterback. After?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what more they expect, man. I mean, the guy's lights out right now. He's just doing his thing. So, like, you say it, man. There's always going to be a hater. There's always going to be one that's going to eventually jump on the bandwagon. It's just a lot.
Dan Ostrowski.
Yeah, it's just a lot, man. It's just going to keep on going. And it's only going to get worse as the weeks go on. This dude is on fire right now, man. Yeah. And I'm just glad he's playing for us. That's all I can say. I'm just glad right now the fire, he's playing for us. Like, he's just on fire, yeah. And I love it, man. So he just got to keep it going.
And the one thing that I was laughing because somebody was trying to tell me how good Kenny Pickett was. I was like, Kenny Pickett sucks. I'm sorry.
Bro, we were hearing that. We were hearing that like crazy on Sunday from a lot of the Pittsburgh fans. Like, Kenny this, Kenny that. Claypool was going to do his thing. And then Fitzpatrick was going to go ahead and shut shit down. Like, it was just ridiculous shit going on Sunday. It was just like, whatever, man. But one thing I got to say, man, I love the fact that as I was watching that game and then hearing Tony Romo, yo, Tony Romo is a great analysis. Like, I hate him as a player. I hate him if he's a Cowboy. But, yo, my man is lights out
being an analyst. I didn't listen to Tony Romo.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you, though, he was giving props to Jalen Hurts throughout the whole game. And then he brought out a stat.
He just doesn't want to get Chris Collinsworth. But Chris Collinsworth, when Chris Collinsworth hits – when he hits the stadium, he tries to – like, I don't know if you saw – we had a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. He tried to come into the stadium early and try to walk across the field. They lit his ass up. I was like, he doesn't want to get Chris Collinsworth. I listen to him, but I just don't like. Sometimes I don't like when he talks too much. He gives me the play.
You're right. I hate that about him as well. You know what I mean? But you know, I still can't take away that he's on point with the way he talks the game and everything. But like, he mentioned that we didn't have no red zone plays, and that's just normally like a problem to hear. But mm-hmm. it was just the fact that every touchdown we were scoring was 25 yards or more, so it was just like no need to be in the red zone or something.
Yeah.
So it was
the funniest thing is you might like him for our game, but wait till you listen to him do a Cowboys game. Like, they got something going. I was like, dude, if you don't shut the fuck up about this bum ass about this bum ass club, I was like, you're a piss. They're pissing. It's like when I'm watching the game and I'm sitting there and I'm watching the officials make concessions where I know they'll call us on a holding call and they're just turning. I was like, I watched the face mask on Jalen Hurts during the game, right in front of the official. The official who was wearing number 110. For this past game. I'm talking about Jalen's face went down. I'm sitting there, what the hell is a face mask called? Aren't y'all supposed to be watching and taking care of the quarterback? Man. Yeah. But then it's like, but if that was Dak Prescott, you couldn't even do like this to the face mask.
Yeah.
But and you know what? But that's how I want it, though. We had to be, not only do we have to beat the other team, we had to beat the officials as well. You had to play in spite of the officials because they're going to make some bum ass calls. It was a few calls. It wasn't as bad this game, but it was just like we got a couple of holding calls that we shouldn't have got defensively. But then we didn't move our. It was a couple of plays I was disappointed in my secondary when they didn't move their feet. They grabbed the receiver and didn't have to because the quarterback was under complete and utter duress. And he didn't, I think Bradbury.
You're talking about Bradbury?
He got a couple of calls where all he had to do was move his feet.
Yeah, and, you know who else was in duress?
Who that?
Any defensive back covering this man, and I think it's a travesty that it took us 17 minutes for us to talk about AJ Brown. But hey man, AJ Brown, he has been every bit of what we hoped and prayed that he would be. For me, being an AJ Brown stan out of him coming out of college, I loved his game. Just to see him flourish into what he is and to see, you know, he's got more receiving yards than combined wide receivers down there in Tennessee. I think he talked about
– you know what? I don't think it was a bad breakup between them. I think he wanted to come somewhere where he was going to be the full number one and they were going to actually throw the field a little bit. Because, you know, if anything, what I witnessed on Sunday was I witnessed him become a true number one. You know those 50-50 balls that we were wishing that Jalen would throw up last year? He didn't really have anybody to go to that he was confident in. Now he got somebody. I feel like he got two guys now that he'll go to, but I know he'll go to number 11 first because their first touchdown pass, Yeah, I was laughing because some people was like, oh man, he threw that in the because they somehow he threw it in the double coverage. But then when we got when he got a guy that's gonna go up and make things happen like that, you get more confident in him and you're willing to throw the ball a lot more his way on 50-50 shots.
And the other thing he talked about right immediately after he had an amazing performance, he talked about the plays that he left on the field. And for me, these are, again, you know, I like the little things. These are the little things that I like to hear. Enough is not enough, even when you have a record-breaking day. Here's another stat from Rube. Says Brown became the third Eagle and also the first in 53 years with 3 25-yard touchdowns.
Take AJ Brown now because Prime, we can't see Prime.
Huh?
Take AJ Brown now. We can't see Prime. Hey. Prime is looking around. AJ,
he gonna be all right.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, like you're talking about, the yards that he's put up in the last seven games is slightly behind a former player that you play with, Terrell Owens. Now,
Go, T.O.
I mean, the man is balling right now.
Yeah, it was you know what? I was happy. You know what? I was really happy to see. We hadn't gotten to the red zone. As soon as we got to the red zone, we gave it to my man Booby. And Booby, if you want to win, put Booby in. I love what he was doing throughout the game. And he's coming up with the come on. He's going downhill. I feel like he's got it now as a player. He's taking the one step and he's making a cut. Yeah, I see a poster sucker, but I'm giving him props because I was an advocate of talking to him. Talking about them and to them, I was like, man, just take what they give you. It's like, and that's what you do. If you're a player in this league offensively, you take what they give you at first. The home runs will come because if you don't take what they give you, we're gonna just give you the couple of yards that you're pining for and running long distance for, and you're gonna tire yourself out and you're never gonna make the play. But if you do like Booby was doing, he was hitting the line, getting in the red zone that first time, give him the rock. And got that pulling guard. Even Isaac Samalu came around on the pull and touched somebody. I was proud.
Bro, I got to say, I mean, you said to yourself, like, I know that a lot of people had doubts about Miles Sanders, but he's doing his thing. You said it. Give him what they're giving him, and he's going to run with it, and that's exactly what he's doing. I mean, we're talking about 9 attempts for 78 yards and a 1 touchdown. I mean, like, he had a great game. You can see the little bit of frustration in him because it seems like he was just hungry for more plays. But look, when he finally got him, he was doing his thing, and he's just continued doing his thing. Today, I had an argument with one of my coworkers because he is still like, you know, they were like, why didn't we trade for Kareem Hunt? Why didn't we do this? Why didn't we make any, you know, moves today? Yo, stop playing Miles Sanders out. Miles Sanders right now is having a great year, man. He's doing
tremendous
his thing.
Year.
So it's just like, we're good. Why go ahead and waste our draft picks or anything on people that's going to come in here and not really do much for us when we got things going great? Why go try to fix something that isn't broken? So
I'm the chemistry good. We currently got?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm good with the fact that we didn't really do anything today. We got our offseason, and then on top of that, we got what? Robert Quinn the other week, last week. So we're good, man. We're good to go. You know, we're a complete puzzle. We're going to run the table on this shit. That's all I got to say.
Someone who else is good is Evan Hearn. He's a great employee. He's working his butt off, but he's taking time to make a comment here. He says, there's only one time I've seen an Eagles team this dominant, the other time we parted on Broad Street. Partied on Broad Street.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be two parties on Broad Street the way things are going. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we're actually pressing our luck because a lot of people's like, I have to put on my Phillies tank top pretty soon. If I had a Phillies tank top on, we came back in a 5-0 game. It's sitting over there. As soon as the game come on, right when we get done, I got to put that back on. That's my lucky tank top. So, you know, watching that, and it's it could be very well be a party coming down the street. But
it could be an ongoing party for the next couple months.
I know, and the good thing I do like about this young squad is they're so focused on the prize at hand. It's like I was thinking, like as a former player, sometimes you can get the game and stuff and all the accolades and stuff and all the pats on the back. it can get the best of you. You can just think you like this Thursday night game. I'm not even worried about this Thursday night game. I know we're gonna come out this Thursday night game and whoop their ass. It's like, but it was like back in the heyday in my day. I was like, we would just be coming off this game after kicking the Pittsburgh Steelers ass, thinking that shit is sweet. I know this team is licking their wounds right now, getting the rest as they need to get, and studying, and they're already ready for this game now. So it's like, I'm going down to Houston tomorrow morning, up early in the morning, putting on my British Knights, throwing up the deuce sign, and I'll be down in Houston, down in H-Town, baby.
I mean, I know you used to live in H-Town, so I feel like...
Yeah, I lived in H-Town for about throughout my career in Philly during the offseason, because there's no state tax in Texas. And I ain't staying in no damn Dallas. But H-Town is a great city to go to. And it should be a good, great city to go to get a victory. Now, for all you fans that are going down, don't listen to that. Now, the Texans are going to be wearing red. So they was trying to say wear a red out. So some of the Eagles fans got the misnomer. No, we still wearing green in that motherfucker. You are green in it. You wear your red underneath. So after we finish watching the Eagles kick their ass, we come and finish watching the World Series. That's what every Eagles fan is going to the game. Don't listen to them. Don't wear no fucking red to that game if you're a Birds fan. It's like, hey, because I'm looking at the promo. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa! It's a red out. I was like, the Phillies are red, sucker. But you know, it's gonna be a great time.
Shout out to everyone that attended the tailgate. We saw Dalton. Dalton's dad came down here. Like, I'm not a super duper, Cuban cigar smoker, but he brought down some Cubans. Was passing around Cubans at the tailgate. Damn. I still have mine, so I'm saving it for the right moment. Maybe.
Are you jealous?
Are you jealous?
A little bit. I was about to call the jelly school right now and tell them to save me a spot, because I'm jealous of what I watch Prime over, and I'm getting a little jelly.
Prime with the flex. I say this.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. I say this just purposely to go ahead and rub it in your face, man. But definitely a big shout out to Dalton and his dad, man. His dad hooked this up. Yo, I'm saving this for the right moment. You know what I mean? Come time when that World Series is in our hands. Oh, I'm popping this, baby.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. The game is about to come on in a little bit. I did take time out to break down the Houston Texans a little bit, because you know I'll be flying tomorrow, so. And then, you know, I'll be down in the H-Town, you know, watching the Phillies. I just flicked the game on, you know, but
I feel every single week I'm starting to say the same thing.
What are you about to say?
No, I'm starting to be repetitive, and it's not even like I'm trying to give analysis, but at the end of the day,
ain't nobody stopping this team.
And you know how you should
prepare now every week. Get the victims ready for the slaughter. Basically, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown of the Houston Texans right quick, because I went over some of the film and stuff, and I watched the play a few times. They got a decent quarterback, and they do the right things, but what ends up happening is their defense is on the field too long. Their offense, their run game is 26th, their passing is 25th, and they're 31st overall. And defensively, they're sticking up the joint. They're 30th overall in defense, 16th versus the pass. That's if you have to pass against them, because they're 32nd versus run. They give up 186.7 yards per game, and we're six carrying the rocket at 150. I think this is going to be a quick game, and we're going to run the ball down their throat. We're going to pass. I feel like we're only going to pass about 15 to 20 times, 20 times tops, because it's a young squad. And they're all over the place. The kid that we wanted, I'm glad that we didn't get his ass because he sucks. Not they end up picking up one of the kids that I thought I wanted in the draft, secondary wise, and he's been stinking up the joint. The depth is the key, Eagles fans. The depth is the key. But the depth, as he said, depth is the key. And this is one of those games where your depth is going to come into play, because You got your guys who played all last game, and you were last game we were able to sit some of our starters early in the fourth quarter and give them an opportunity to start licking their wounds early. But if we do right, we'll be able to sit them again. But we'll be able to get some other guys some reps and stuff. But the one thing that this team doesn't do is they don't stay on the field on third down. They're 30% on third down. And they give up 40% on third down defensively. So if we kick that 40% to 50%, it'll keep our defense rested and the horses watered. So when it's time to run, when it's time to go out there and hunt, they can hunt. So I think it's just like you said, get the victims ready for the slaughter. Bring forth the sacrificial lamb. Stop the fight.
Hey man, it sounds like it's booby time. You know, it sounds like he's going to be having another great game come Thursday.
Yeah, this is and you're right, Prime. This is the game that I'm looking for him, because it's a short week. Remember, it's a short week,
right?
And
right.
So this is the game. He didn't have that many carries his last game. I'm looking for him to get 20 to 25 touches this game.
Hey, I like it.
And listen, our defense. I mean, I was looking at some Houston. You know, some beats out there, listen to some Houston radio. They're very concerned about their chemistry between their quarterback and Brandon Cooks. It hasn't been like it has been in previous years.
Right.
Just overall, they're starting to ask the question, is mm-hmm. it time to move on from their QB, Davis Mills? And I think, this is kind of the same kind of narratives that I was listening to last week, their fan base questioning their quarterback. Chemistry of the team. This, right.
Brandon Cooks was on the. He was on the skillet. They were trying to trade the shit out of him.
That's what I'm saying. This vibes are not right there. Just like
sounds like anybody that plays the Eagles because has a quarterback problem.
Look, like what's his name? Wide receiver from the Steelers that just got traded to the Bears.
Claypool.
He was talking the same kind of nonsense, and he was just talking about we should do more go balls. Well, they sent your ass on a go ball to the Bears. Exactly. So that same chemistry reminds me of what's going on with Houston. And Houston, we have a problem because this team is coming in. I know it's on a short week, but I think they're focused, man. Like I really feel like this whole you see the same messaging from all the players and the coaches. When you start to see players in like random interviews, the messaging that you hear seep through, like be where your feet are. Mm-hmm. Who else has said that? I think Jalen Hurts has said that. So I feel like 17 rounds. I think this team is really locked in, man. And it's I'm not concerned.
You mentioned focus, man. I mean, we're talking about a team that just got finished playing the game on Sunday, and the minute that game was over, they got on the bikes and they started prepping for Thursday. They started getting physically prepped for Thursday. I mean,
the part I like about getting on the bikes is that you get on the bike because you want to get the lactic acid off your muscles. You don't want to give it a chance to settle.
Right,
and then you get that going because you know this week is going to be a short week, so you're not going to get to practice. Everything is going to be walkthrough because it takes literally. My body when I was playing, my body wasn't ready until Thursday, so it's going to be like that's what they literally doing. You're like when you go through that all of that, it's like the first game I ever played. I was dumbfounded at the amount of soreness that I had, but as you get through and you go through and you start conditioning your body better as you get older, you start learning how to take care of your body, and the bike is one way, is like the best way to take care of your body because you get in the cardio, but you're not putting that wear and tear on your knees, and you're not hitting anybody. So I like to hear that.
It's the chemistry, man. It's just seeing that whole team get busy like that. They ready, you know, their mindset is ready for Thursday, man. So I just love seeing it. Ev, man, I'm seeing your comment here, bro. We're gonna go down this road again. We're really gonna have this conversation. Def at running back, how to worry. Really, man.
If you want to have this damn conversation, you should have had your ass on there with us.
Yeah, man.
Now, hypothetically, Miles goes down.
See, I wouldn't even have said that. That first part of the sentence, I wouldn't even brought that up. That's a violation. That's a violation. You confident in Scott and Gainwell, show? I'm confident. I'm confident in the three-headed monster. And I want to take
one of his cheesesteaks right now and smack the shit out of him.
So, hypothetically speaking, you could also call on the bat phone. We got the Jordan Batman.
Now, Jordan's on somebody's team right now.
Well, when he gets cut, because he's when he gets cut, we'll call him back.
We got somebody on practice squad or something.
We got Trey. We got Trey. Trey.
Yeah. So it's like somebody will get their opportunity, and it's like. You know, you seize the second. I learned seize the second from Avery Johnson when he was coaching basketball. He came in and did our pregame speech before the reopening of the dome. They brought him in, and he said the single most thing that I remember he said was seize the second. When everybody gets an opportunity in this game, when you get that opportunity, you seize that moment. So if Booby goes down. Somebody needs to seize the second and put everybody on notice. I can play too, because the only way it's kind of like when you remember when you was younger and then you go on a job interview. They be like, "Well, this job you need the experience to be on this job. How the hell am I gonna get experience if I don't get a job?"
There you go.
That's how you get your experience. Once you get in there, show them that you belong, and then the more that you show them that you belong, the more playing time you get.
Now Daniel from Sweden says, "Are we good even without any additions today? Both Bills and Niners got stronger at running back. Bills picked up Nyheim Hines. Niners got
McCaffrey, and then I think they picked up. They actually traded Wilson. Hey man, look, I'm gonna go ahead and make this very clear because you know I don't know if my 49ers co-worker is watching, but." You need 9 more McCaffreys to even have a hope this year. All right, so that's not happening, man. You can go ahead and get all the McCaffreys you want. You need 9 more of them in order for you guys to even get anywhere. So not worrying more about that.
Now Pete shouts out his best take in a long time. He says, "We have never lost to the Texans. We ain't starting Thursday." I like that. I like that energy.
Man, finally got some sense into him, man.
I know, finally, man.
man, listen.
Them hoes.
I'm seeing some of these comments on here. No, there isn't anybody to be worried about. There's nobody in this league scaring me right now. I know somebody mentioned the Titans earlier. Really, the Titans? Yeah. They can't even get their shit together, man. I'm not worried about them. Like bring it on.
I'm on the Titans prime because that's a good barometer.
I'm not worried about them. That's cool. I mean,
I'm not worried about everybody. We got AJ Brown.
I want everybody. You know what I mean? Bring the smoke. Like, there ain't nobody ready for us.
Well, I keep hearing the Eagles haven't played anyone yet. And then I always rebuttal with, like, ain't nobody played the Eagles yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So exactly. Until you play us, then yeah, I said us because we travel yes, out we here. Do.
Yes, we travel. We travel hardcore. Philly Sports Trips, Big Tank Dog, Thug Life, West Side, Who Banging Affiliates, all the bitch made clowns who break out. You ain't played nobody. Like
hashtag damn Skippy.
Yeah, hashtag damn Skippy. They always talk about the Eagles ain't played nobody. Anybody played the Eagles? We played who's on our schedule. We kicked ass and we take names. That's what you do. It's like and people always talk about the strength of schedule. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
I'm tired of hearing that shit, man.
Thank you.
I see.
It's like
we
play the same people everybody else playing. But then you want to blow smoke up our ass like, oh, y'all ain't beating nobody. Well, we kicked your ass. I'm talking about the Cowboy lovers out there talking about, oh, their defense.
You play
get the hell out of here. We smoked them like a Newport.
Y'all ain't ready to see this defense that y'all going to play. And look what we do. We ran the table on y'all asses. Yeah. Man, stop playing with me.
Treat them like pedestrians.
It's all right. Because I take that, you know, that fear. You could hear the fear in the tweet. Yeah. Like, it's coming from a place of fear.
Have you paid attention to, like, I look at some of the sports outlets and stuff, and I listen. It'd be pissing me off because my brother would be like, my brother always asks me, why do I look at them? I was like, because I need some fuel for my fire. I was like, when I look at the Dan Ostrowski's, Marcus Spears is, even though I hate his guts, he's the only one that says the Eagles are the team to beat. And he said he was sick. When we got Robert Quinn, he was sick. Von Miller was like, I guess the rich just keep getting richer. He's like, because they already had a pass rushing whip and they just went to what? And I was like, that's what it's like when people tell the truth. I like when you tell the truth. Don't give me all these bullshit next generation stats about oh, they ain't beat nobody. Well, we won. I'm not talking about I'm not kissing the ass of an overrated loser. And you quit. I'm not celebrating mediocrity. I'm not talking about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers who keep getting their ass kicked. I'm not talking about Bill Belichick who hasn't won since he started cheating. I'm not talking about Josh McDaniels, who's part of the Bill Belichick coaching tree, that his coaching tree has never done anything without him because they've taken all the cheating away from him. So they are regular coaches and they suck ass. Even Tom Brady. Tom Brady was yelling at the offensive line and he just went 3 for 10. And 10 of the passes that he threw, he wasn't even pressured. They was in the dirt. So he sucks ass. Quit putting them up there talking about how good they used to be. That's old news. I'm not here to kiss old Ray Lewis's ass. No, no, sir. No, thank you. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Oh, man. Dominic says we need to get Dak on Christmas. That will be an amazing Christmas gift. I don't need no presents on Christmas.
I don't need shit else, but I just need Dak in a basket.
You just give me that dove. Maybe some turkey. I like some turkey on Christmas.
Nah, fold him up like a chair.
And an ass whooping.
And give me a case of brew.
Like
a Terramana during tequila and a Cuban.
During Thanksgiving, I do like watching the Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving. That makes me happy every time. That's the gravy. That's the gravy on the turkey.
You think it really makes you happy? You should see how I get.
My whole family said that. F the Cowboys. Hey, pass the turkey.
I had to send you guys the times when they've lost on Thanksgiving and Christmas. The laugh in which I had. I cannot reenact the laugh because it's in the moment laugh. Because I'd be cracking up because I used to have like about 4 or 5 people that used to always hit me up talking about, how about them boys? And then I don't hear shit from them. So I always make sure that as the time ticks off the clock, I make sure I give them the evilest laugh known to man. If you search my wall on Instagram, you can probably find it, but it's the evilest laugh you've ever heard. And I've never been able to redo it unless the Cowboys are losing.
it's always a good time, man. Yeah. And then people are like, oh, y'all are obsessed. I'm like, yo, have you seen your fan base, man? Y'all, your tweets are like Drake tweets, very emotional about the Eagles. Like the Eagles are just sitting here doing our thing. People are upset that we're actually having a good time. Like, why would we not be excited? We're 7-0. Yeah. Let us enjoy it. Like, if you have a problem, go that away.
We're currently the beast of the East because currently somebody just put up a thing like we had two 6-win teams and the Eagles are 7-0. It's like it's been a while since we got off. It's like between all of us, it's like, and then if you look at
Washington's 4-4.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Commanders look like they're coming on because they set down what's the boy? Carson. They set down a $20 million man. They set his ass down and they actually got something going on. So the competition levels is great. I mean, it's turned into a nice division where everybody thought that it was gonna be stinking up the joint. So
Bob from Down Under says, yeah, Tank, what we do, Rocky, just win, baby.
Just win, baby. Yeah.
How about Evan in the chat?
Evan's all in the chat. He's all in the chat, but he couldn't come out with us. At Warren, anyone not signed to active roster and is just practice squad can be plugged by other teams.
Yeah,
they can be, but they can be plugged by other teams. But it's up to the player. The player is still up to the player whether he wants to go or not.
Now there was a comment earlier talking about with the trade deadline passing at 4:00.
Right.
Were there any moves? We'll go around the room. Were there any moves that you guys specifically wanted to make, or were you cool with the with chilling on making a move here?
I personally think we were good where we were at, man. I think we made enough moves, and the Quinn signing was just enough. I don't think there was no need to go ahead and do anything else. Again, people were questioning the running back position. I think we're fine. I mean, we got four running backs in depth right now. So, Miles Sanders is doing his thing. Evan, for the love of God, if you talk about one more, you go into any more weeks talking about injury or trying to talk it into existence, I swear to God, bro. Like, all jokes aside, we're good, man. I'm glad we didn't waste any of our draft picks on anything stupid or, make any moves that were unnecessary.
The only move that I thought that we were going to make, it was a nice move for another safety, Chuck Clark. With the Ravens, because he would have gave us the ability to let CJ roam around a little bit more, because Chuck Clark is also, he's a hard hitter and he's a great blitzer, so it would have gave our ball hawk CJ some more opportunities to get intercepted. But other than that,
because Kayvon Wallace sucks too.
Kayvon Wallace. Yeah, thank you. I didn't want to be the one to say it. He stinks to the house.
I ain't got
he was on the field for like three plays, and I was like, oh God, get this kid out of here. I was like, but it's like I wanted Chuck Clark, but they didn't make the move, so I'm pretty cool with it. Just as long as none of our guys go down like a ton of bricks. I did want to solidify that secondary with that particular move, but we didn't do it. So I'm satisfied with our team as is. We still kicking ass and taking names.
I mean, it would have been cool in theory to have Kareem Hunt. That would have been cool, but I think with the stable we have intact, everyone had asked like 3 weeks prior, and everyone was talking about moves to make. The one move I wanted to make was getting a defensive end. Getting an edge rusher was most imperative to me. I think getting to the quarterback is always the best situation. If you don't understand that notion, see the Super Bowl in 2017. Because that's how we won. We got to the quarterback, fortified the trenches, and that's where you win at the end of the day. Obviously, I hear my brother scream in the other room so loud. That must mean something has happened with the
Steelers. Something must have just happened.
Home run, baby.
Somebody let us know. There we go.
Already.
There we go.
Yeah, see, I can hear my brother screaming.
Well, now I got
the other side of the house.
My eyes keep looking up here because I got the game on with no sound. I just saw a whole run go across the screen.
Yeah, my brother's about to blow a vessel on his. He's screaming.
I'm talking about he just launched one.
I love it. I love it.
Two runs, baby.
Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. Now. Damn okay. Now.
Well, we need to get this motherfucking truck.
ready to go upstairs.
why you went for your tripping?
Last word.
Let me get this last word in this motherfucker.
Let's get the last word. We appreciate y'all tuning in, but we got some more serious important things to go
some other Philadelphia sports to. After Thursday, the Eagles will be 8-0.
We got some Cowboy fans.
We got a hater in here, huh, Joseph? Joseph Emerso.
Fuck Joseph. Hey, your girl look good, Joseph. Tell her I said hi. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
tell
man.
Tell the text what's happening.
Oh man, we got people whose TV is behind. He said we done ruined the moment.
Oh damn, sorry,
man. Apologies. If you got the internet bad Wi-Fi there, but yeah, man. I mean, overall, obviously, we had a great time watching our Eagles win versus the Steelers. I know. Mr. Hollis Thomas is going with Philly sports trips over there. We're excited for you, man. I don't really get FOMO too much because I'm always out here trying to live life and everything. But you're going to be out with the Philly sports trips in the presence of, the Eagles out in Houston. And the barbecue. Yes. And tender meats.
Oh, yeah. Well, my boys, they're going to hook me up with a baller ass spread of fine cuisine. And it's going to be a great time. I already hit up some of my homeboys. Yeah, I'm going to try. My boy Bun B has got his new burger, some type of smash burger.
Bun B, some
type of burger. Yeah, well, when I lived down there, I did hang out with the Houston's finest hog. My boy who runs Hog Life, Slim Thugger. And shout out to all of my candidates, my boy Chang and everybody. Big Pokey, Big Mo. The hardest pick of the litter, the whole shebang.
this man about to name the whole hood.
All day, my boy Drake, Paulie Pete. Who else? Jay Prince and all the.
You want to save something for next week? I'm trying to go watch the Phillies.
I save something for next week. You know, I'm actually going to meet up with my college coach who recruited me out of high school. Dave Smith. He's going. Gonna meet up with me and former Eagle N.D. Kalu Thunder God.
Okay.
But N.D. Kalu's name means Thunder God. We always tease him about that.
Gotcha.
He's God of Thunder.
N.D. Kalu went to Notre Dame, correct?
No, N.D. Kalu went to Rice University.
Rice. Okay.
Yes, he went to University of Rice. He was a draft pick here with John Harris. I don't know if you ever remember me telling the story about the time when. Our defensive line coach had cried because he had to release a player. It was because he had to release N.D. Kalu and keep John Harris because N.D. Kalu was clearly better than John Harris. And John Harris was just here because he was a first-round draft pick.
And they didn't want to look stupid.
Gotcha. Yeah, they still looked as stupid releasing N.D. because he ended up going on to have a good career. He came back. My boy Paul Walter and Lil Flip. I had to go. I cannot keep going without mentioning my boy Noto, C-Note. That was the only time I ever seen a coach cry on final cut day. The defensive line coach cried because he had to let N.D. Kalu go because he knew he was talented, and it was only because the guy was a first round pick. That's why when we're talking about guys that everybody's talking about guys we keep. You're keeping guys, you're not giving the guys a chance to play. And these are my last words because the commercial is almost going off.
I'm saying.
I know. Deepest apologies. I forgot. I just went off on a tangent because I had the red light in my face and I'm watching the game, you know. And then, the crew.
Damn, mother sucker, you going to stop, man? I'm trying to go watch the goddamn Phillies play, man. Come on.
Deepest apologies. Go ahead, Prime. Handle your business.
Man, last word is, man, it's a great time to be a Phillies fan. All right, we're talking about the Union, the Phillies, the Eagles. The Sixers are getting their shit together. The Flyers, I'm still trying, but the Flyers, I'm there with y'all. Yo, yes. Let's go, man. Phillies are up 2-0 right now. Hollis finally ended his goddamn story so we can go watch this Phillies game. I wish y'all the best of luck. I wish y'all a safe week. All right, Thursday's right around the corner. We're going to go 8-0, just like everybody's mentioned in the comments. First time in history. Am I right? First time in history. This squad is going to go 8-0. All right, let's get ready for that. So yes. I'm suit, man. I'm suit.
I follow that awesome riff there. I'm just excited. I'm excited. You should be excited, man. The team is 7-0. Don't listen to the haters. What's going on in the comments are people are envious of watching this happen. This is a joyous occasion. We're about to watch the Phillies win. It's going to be crazy in Philly. If you haven't been to Philly lately, it is bananas. The energy is crazy. The mailman's talking to you for no reason. Everyone wants to talk about winning, winning, winning. And that's what we're going to continue to do. Win, win, win. We'll see you guys the next one. As always, fly, Eagles. Fly.
Go Birds.
Go.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.